Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today in studio, I am being joined by Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County, and it's getting to be that time, whether we want to admit, spring's right around the corner. So we need to talk about pruning, because now is the key time to get out there and take care of some fruit trees. Steven, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's been a while since you came in. Is there anything new or exciting going on at the extension that we need to let people know about first?
Oh, we're starting up. Like I said, spring is right around the corner, so we have a lot of cool classes we'll be doing this year, hopefully some hands-on stuff. So, there's things coming down the pipe.
All right. So let's start by talking about pruning, because as we said, it's getting to be that time of year. Spring is right around the corner, and right now is the perfect time to really start and prune those fruit trees and get into that. So let's talk about, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get into this? And what types of plants or trees right now, are the best to start pruning right now?
So really, for most of us, we're going to be pruning fruit trees for about the next month, 3 weeks to a month. That's going to be the prime time to do it. And really what you're going to do in late February is your mid to late February, you're going to be pruning the more dormant types of fruit trees. So these are things like apples and pears. And then towards the beginning of March, first couple weeks of March, that's when you're going to want to prune back the less dormant type of fruit trees. So that's things like peaches. Your cherries are also in that kind of category. Your ornamentals, ornamental trees, those are actually best pruned during the summer. But anything that's dead or diseased or on any of these trees can be taken out at any time. Don't leave it there because you're waiting for the perfect pruning opportunity. If it's dead, the tree doesn't care if it's there or not. So go ahead and cut it out as you see it.
Okay, so let's talk about one thing that, you know, maybe people need to realize or understand, because I didn't understand it, and that's why I ask. Let's talk about, why is it the perfect time of year right now to start pruning your trees? I've always heard, and I think maybe it's an old wives' tale, but I've always heard, you know, you don't want to let the sap rise up into the tree. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but why are we needing to prune trees right now?
Yeah, so kind of as you said, as we approach spring and that tree starts actively metabolizing, and as you said, the sap flow starts increasing and those buds start swelling to break dormancy to produce new leaves. What you're trying to do is prune before that happens, right before that happens. So what a lot of folks don't understand is that pruning, it's kind of counterintuitive, but pruning actually spurs new growth. So if you do that too early in the year, all of those new leaves that are coming out, they might get hit by a frost. So what you're trying to do is actually get your pruning done right before that tree breaks dormancy. That way, all of your new buds are going to be protected from frost.
Okay, and another quick question about when you're pruning. After you prune, do you need to treat the plant with anything, the ends or anything like that, or is it good to go?
I love that question. So at one point, it was kind of recommended that you use a sealant, so either an asphalt or latex or something. But since that work was done in the 70s, we've actually stopped recommending it. And primarily the cause is that no matter how good your pruning tools are, even if you disinfect them, there are fungi and bacteria on that wood. And so when you seal a cut, it's kind of like sealing a cut on your hand with a Band-Aid you dipped in the irrigation ditch. It's just going to cause you more issues than it's worth. And actually, those plants compartmentalize within a couple hours. And you can't see it, but on a molecular level, those cells are already starting to seal up.
Okay. And you were also saying that, you know, now is the time to start doing fruit trees. Ornamental trees are good in the summertime. When's a good time to start doing, like, rose bushes and those kinds of plants?
Yeah, so rose bushes in particular are something that we'll be pruning within the next month. And what you kind of want is, again, you want to see that those buds are starting to grow. You're getting active growth. If you prune too early, you can rob the plant of its food stores for the winter. And you also can cause some frost damage by breaking that plant's dormancy. So right before bud break on roses is the time to prune. The other thing that by waiting a little bit until you can see a little bit of active growth, in our climate, we're prone to winter cane damage. So by getting a little bit of active growth, you can better see, okay, which canes do I take, which ones are dead, or which ones are dying out. So it helps you kind of select which canes you're keeping around as well.
Okay, and with the weather getting better, you guys are going to be holding a pruning class for Emory County in Green River. When's that going to be, and what all do people need to do as far as if they want to register for that one?
So, yeah, we'll be in Green River March 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. We'll actually be on a farm that has fruit trees, so this is an awesome opportunity for some hands-on education. To get registered, just call either your Emory or Carbon County Extension office, and we will sign you up. We'll point you in the right direction to get signed up.
Okay, so what's the number here at the Carbon County office if people are interested?
Our Carbon office is 636-3235, and our Emory County office is 381-3535.
All right. Stephen Price with the USU Extension Office. Thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck pruning. It's time to get it done, right?
Get at it.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.